read What's on Your Mind, sir?
Yeah, Dr. Janlin Rye, I really appreciate your total ministry. It covers to me the whole human body's need for help, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
But about 4 weeks ago, I contracted shingles. I've never had them before, except I had chicken pox when I was small, so I understand that you can contract it pretty easy later on, and maybe for the last time. But about 4 weeks ago, I had these shingles. I was given gabapentin for the 300 milligram strength for that once a day. And I found that once a day is not enough, so I've been taking it twice a day. And then also I was given spray calamine, and using the spray calamine on the skin and letting it go on and dry without rubbing it. That seems to help.
Yes.
But my other strength is I'm not totally out of pain. I wake up in the night two or three times and have these sharp pains where the red water blisters broke. And I had from the navel all the way back around the left side to the spine, I probably had a couple of dozen of these red water blisters that broke.
Sure.
And I've still got the healing going on for those. But I was just wondering, do you have any more prescription that might help me or the way that I might be taking this gabapentin?
Okay, sir. Well, I wouldn't necessarily stop the gabapentin. I'd probably try some GABA instead and see if it does the same thing, because that's nature's molecule.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I wouldn't necessarily stop the gabapentin, but I would consider trying some just plain GABA, which is sold in all the health food stores, the Tomatin Dispensary, and the compounding pharmacies, because when gabapentin works, then the molecule from which it was twisted and patented, namely GABA, frequently works as well as the gabapentin, sir. But that's not all. Now, I'll just finish up on GABA, GABA, by saying it's in all the stores at 100 milligrams and 250 milligrams, and I wouldn't go past 250 to start with anyway, because it can make some people too sleepy. That's the worst it can do. Okay, now, oddly enough, maybe no coincidence, the December newsletter for Green Medicine has this discussion of shingles, sir, and what we can do about it, and there's a number of things. Now, back in the day, before our public servants at a certain agency got after it, we were able to inject something called ATP. Now, ATP is just the energy molecule made in every cell in our bodies by those little fellows called mitochondria. We could get the stuff injectable. There's some saying it may be coming back. But you can get ATP in a capsule. It doesn't work as well as the injection, but you can get it. It's available online. The best people who have the best price and a good product happen to be Swanson Vitamins. You could look it up. And we'd have people take injections of ATP and vitamin B12, and wow, would that really cut the pain down relatively rapidly. We'd also have people mix up a goo, and two ingredients in that goo happen to be good old zinc oxide paste that you can get at any big box drugstore. You really can't get it at compounding pharmacies or health food stores. You got to go to the big box drugstore. It's just zinc oxide paste, sir. And what do you know? If you combine that with vitamin E, and there you got to pop open your vitamin E capsule, and out comes the liquid, it's the sort of gel, I should say, and mix it with an equal amount of zinc oxide, and then rub that in. Well, not only does that soothe, but also zinc promotes healing, sir. So it heals faster if we're doing that quite routinely. And once it rubs off, rub it on again. It's not going to hurt anything. Back to the B12, though, and the ATP. If you're working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, check with them or check with your compounding pharmacy and find out if injectable ATP is still or has come back. There was some rumor it was going to come back. I don't know why the Federals had to get rid of it for a while, but they did. Okay, if it has come back, then you put that ATP in with some B12. Your doctor has to do this for you. You don't inject it into the shingles. You inject it into, guess what, the thigh or the rear end or wherever. And if that's done every day, it dramatically relieves pain. But if you can't get the injectable, you can still get the ATP in the capsules. It's a 400 milligram. It's really hard to overdose on that because our bodies are supposed to make it every day. But so I check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, on that one too. But it's I'd say it's relatively safe. Take a couple of those three times a day. And remember, it was combined with B12 in a shot. And the reason the shot is so important here, sir, is that when we all get to 60 or 70, at least half of us aren't absorbing vitamin B12 very well at all. Even if we swallow a whole big bunch of it, it doesn't absorb because the stomach has declined in its function. It's not making the factor that's totally necessary to drag the B12 into the body. And so we can swallow a lot, and all it does is go in one out the other, and out the other. And that's why there's so many people out there taking B12 shots, but there's not too terribly many taking B1 shots or B2 shots or B3 shots or any of the other B's, because they all get in just fine. It's only the B12 that its absorption really declines with time. So that's kind of a review on the kind of stuff you can do, sir. And if you want to read more about it, just that December issue of Green Medicine Newsletter has even more details.
What issue was that?
December. Just this
December
month we're in, sir. Yeah, the
that
month we're in,
year.
Sir.
Last
no,
year
this year.
This year,
sir. It's available right presently.
Okay, I get it. So I guess I didn't get my daughter to give it to me. Well, look, what's the length of time, Dr. Wright, for you expect with the proper treatment? The length of time that shingles would disappear?
Well, again, you read in the article there, you'll find that it's anywhere from 2-3 weeks to maybe 4-5 weeks. But here's the trouble. If it's not treated with all these things, it can. I have run into people who've had it last on them for 6 months, and they finally come into Tahoma Clinic, and we help them get rid of it. But, again, the B12, the ATP, the zinc oxide, the vitamin E, and the other stuff that's in the newsletter, it goes away quicker, sir.
That sounds good. Then I'm sure stay with that and get on that, doctor. I really appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. You're not the only one with shingles, and it's good to get the word out there.
That's what I hear. I hear it's more prevalent. In fact, there's the druggist that gave it to me, this prescription first. She said she had it down her right leg several months ago, and she says, I never felt so much pain in my life.
It does hurt, no question,
yeah,
sir. No
yeah.
question.
Well, thank you very much for your help.